listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking the weather first, 30 degrees and showers for Cairns today, down to 24 degrees tonight. Making news today, 21st of March. Amnesty International spokesperson on the new youth justice laws, the number of bomb-related offences already this year, and health authorities warn of an early flu season. Amnesty International is outraged over Queensland's changes to youth justice laws. Amnesty's Aboriginal advisor Rodney Dillon says more Indigenous people will now end up behind bars.
We know that keeping people, kids in detention is harmful towards them and it's harmful for the nation. But we keep doing it because it attracts votes. And some of those politicians are very lazy politicians and all they want to do is attract a few votes.
Changes including breach of bail for youth offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at sentencing. 10 people were reported to Queensland Police for bomb-related offences between January and February this year, according to QPS crime data. Among the offenders were 3 adult women, 5 adult men and 2 young males. The figures show, since January 2022 to last month, reports of bomb possession or use were made to officers in every Queensland police district. The Far North, Logan, Southwest and Capricorn police districts had the least during that period, with just one bomb-related offence reported in each area. Portsmouth, the Cairns City Esplanade and Cairns North will continue to be affected by king tides until Thursday, according to Cairns Regional Council. Council is urging people to avoid parking in low-lying tidal areas, drive slowly and cautiously, and to watch out for road closures. The Pharmacy Guild is concerned an unusually hot start to autumn will deter Far North Queenslanders from getting their flu vaccine. Cairns and Hinterland Hospital and Health Service have already recorded 43 cases in the past week. Queensland President Chris Owen says vaccines are available now and from March 27 for those eligible for a free jab under the National Immunisation Program.
But it is important that you get a little bit ahead of the cold weather to make sure those antibodies upregulate before you actually get to the time when you need it.
Taking a look at local sport, in round 3 of the NRL, North Queensland Cowboys rookie Tom Chester enjoyed a dream start, scoring the opening try of the game. But even with a strong start, the Cowboys were unable to score beyond the 14th minute of their home game, losing 12 points to 26 against the New Zealand Warriors. Co-captain Chad Townsend says that Chester is a fast, young gun who isn't afraid to throw himself into the game.
One thing with Tommy is that he just competes on absolutely everything. And you saw that on the weekend, the way he chased down those kicks, the way he carried the ball. He does it 100 mile an hour. So he can feel that full back position like he is at the moment.
In round 2 of the QRL Host Plus Cup at the weekend, the Northern Pride defeated the Mackay Cutters 16 points to 12. Jamin Moore scored 2 tries, while Ewan Moore scored 1, and Thomas Duffy converted 3 out of his 4 goal kicks. Next, the Pride take on the CQ Capras, who defeated the Townsville Blackhawks in their round 2 game. And now you're up to date with what's happening in FNQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.